Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, because the word of the Lord is not bound and it must go forth this morning. When Jeremiah said the word was like fire inside my bones, wait to get it out. Lord, we declare this morning the entrance of your word will bring light and give us understanding and anoint our ears this morning to hear what the Spirit is saying. Also anoint our eyes to see what you are doing. We give the Lord the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, today, hallelujah, prophetic 12:13. Now that's why I'm excited. Your victory celebration begins. Amen. Well, you know, I prayed about this, and I pray that particularly people will receive the word of God, and it will bring transformation to your situation. So, if you are ready, well, let's get started. I'm going to tell you a story here from the Bible, and then we're going to declare some things. Now, if anyone misses this, they will miss something, that's for sure. Because this was appointed by the Lord to bring it forth on this very day. Now, the story that I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to just read to you, you know, mostly from one chapter in the Bible, and then I'm going to declare some things. So I need you to focus and pay attention. Don't let any distractions, you know, get your mind off of what you are about to hear. Praise the Lord. Not just hear, hopefully about to receive. Now, I'm going to be reading from the book of Esther, reading from King James. We're going to make some declarations here this morning. Now, you will hear more about it through the lesson, and in the next couple of days, there is a calling that God has put out there prophetically for you beginning today. Hallelujah. Now, as the story goes in the book of Esther, some of you may know the story and all the things that Haman planned to do to Mordecai and the Jews, and how God turned the tables. And in particular, when God would turn the tables, now Haman had already received a go-ahead to put out writings to destroy the Jews. And then when God would turn the tables, Esther also obtained favor to put out her own writings for the Jews to defend themselves. And even for their enemy, their greatest enemy, Haman, to be hanged upon the very gallows that he prepared, and his sons as well. And they were given hope upon a certain day. You know, this information and the instruction and the authorization was given to them months in advance, but they chose a certain day. And on that day, and that's where we are going to kick it off today, because there's a prophetic significance to it. So, let's see what happens. You know, the king granted the Jews, which were in every city. This is Esther chapter 8, verse 11, read a couple of verses here, and I'm going to read through most of chapter 9. You know, the king granted the Jews, which were in every city, to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them. Now, so, see, everything that would assault the Jews, you know, that would assault their little ones, that would assault the women, that would assault the men, you know, everybody that would assault them. The instruction and authorization was given to them, you know, to stand for their own lives. You know, so, you know, this is the call for you to stand for your life. To destroy, to slay, to cause to perish anything that come against you thus far. Upon one day, there was instruction given them. You know, given many months in advance. But he said, upon that day, in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, the month Adar, which is, you know, symbolically today. We know the Jewish calendar is a little bit different. The month Adar has two meanings, you know, in their civil calendar and in their religious calendar. But here, you know, we're going to take it literally as it is spoken here and written. On the 13th day of that 12th month, and I looked, God the Holy Spirit brought that to my mind, and I said, my goodness, it is indeed good. This was yesterday. It's going to be the 13th day of the 12th month tomorrow. And so, you know, we're going to make this declaration. Who has despised the day of small things? You know, all you got to do is believe the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't make these things up, but when the Lord calls for it, he calls for it. Now, so, on the 13th day of the 12th month, they were to prepare themselves to get themselves victory over their enemies. Now, it came to pass when that 12th month and the 13th day came. Well, let's see what happened. Esther chapter 9 and verse 1. Now, in the 12th month, such as we are now, right? They're called the month Adar. On the 13th day of the same, such as where we are right now, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near, to put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews had hoped to have power over them. This was the day that the devil, through Haman, had thought to destroy the Jews, but God overturned it, right? He turned the tables. He said, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. So everything that has come against you today, we're going to declare a turning around. On such a day, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all the people and all the rulers of the provinces and the lieutenants and the deputies and the officers of the king helped the Jews. Now, God has put some places, some things, some emissaries in the spiritual realm to help you today. It's a declaration. And actually, it's a three-day declaration. I'm going to just follow the leading of the Spirit here. And we're walking out of this. It's like a coming out of the fire, unscaled, and now this new anointing, a new dawn is dawning. Glory to God. Now, God has put things in place to help you, you know, and so forth. Now, God did all of it because God, you know, chose to promote Mordecai for what he did. And it was significant how God chose to do it. And part of the story, some of the more, you know, insightful parts of this story was the divine appointment of how God will cause the enemy to set a table for you. It was Mordecai that was going to be blessed. And how was God going to bless him? Well, on such a day that the king could not sleep. Now, Haman was already plotting evil because he was promoted and everybody was to bow the knee to him. But Mordecai wouldn't do it. The Jews will not bow the knees to anybody except God. You can't make them do it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. I shall worship only him. You can't get any Jews to bow. They'll die first. You know, unless they think you are God. Well, you know, that's another story. But the man Haman was promoted and everybody except Mordecai bowed the knees to him and he was furious. And of course, wanted to do him evil. And his friends and wife and everybody spurred him on that, look, Mordecai is just one man. You know, when you lay your hand upon him, lay your hand upon all his tribe as well. Destroy them all. You have the power now to do it. And so, on the day that he was going to go and ask for this power and this authority to destroy all the Jews, you know, well, remember, you know, God is watching over you. Hallelujah. You know, on that very day that he would come, the night before, the angel of the Lord troubled the king in his sleep. He couldn't sleep. That's right. The angel of the Lord troubled him, made sure the sleep got away from him, so he couldn't sleep. Now, this is, you know, how God does things in order that his blessing might come upon you. And God wanted to bless and deliver the Jews, so he caused the sleep of the king to go away from him. And the king said, I can't sleep. You know, he called to his chamberlains, bring me something to read. And they could have brought him anything to read, but they brought him all the journals, you know, and the chronicles and the different things that have been written concerning the happenings in the kingdom. You know, I mean, that was not light reading, you know, serious reading, but, you know, he asked for something. But in any case, that's what they brought him. And as he read through it, he found the place. Angel of the Lord again directed him to that place. That's right. Could have read anything he could have read. But he found that place where Mordecai had saved the life of the king from a plot to assassinate him twice. And, you know, the plot was, you know, foiled because Mordecai has certified the king of the plot, and they got a hold of the would-be assassinators at the time and got rid of them. But there was really nothing done to recompense Mordecai for saving the life of the king. So the king said, was there anything done for this man for this good deed that he did to save the life of the king twice? And they said, nothing. And he said, well, why not? Well, we don't know, but nothing was done. He said, okay. Well, so the king thought within himself, I'm going to do something about this. And now it's already daytime, right? And he's thinking in his mind, because he's been reading, you know, most of the night. And now he says, well, okay, I got to do something. Who's in the courtyard? And at that moment, early in the morning, this man had come and seek permission to destroy all the Jews. You know? And at that very moment, Haman had arrived in the court. See, God timed this perfectly, that it was Haman that was in the court. And when he said, who's in the court? He wasn't going to sign the Chamberlains. The Chamberlains stayed with him. And so, said, it's Mordecai. I said, come on in. You know, and so the king would ask him questions. When the king desires in his heart to bless somebody, to promote him, what do you think the king should do to such a person? So Mordecai is thinking within himself, well, who else? I'm the only one that just got recently promoted. I'm the only one that the queen just invited to dinner. They didn't know that God was setting him up. You know, so he said, well, I'm going to tell you, you know, what the king should do. He said, well, say on. He said, well, let the king put upon him his robe. Let him give him his crown. Let him put his, you know, this and that, the chariot, the second chariot, let him ride. Let him put it on his ring. I mean, he just piled it on and piled it on and piled it on. All the things that the king should do. Because he thought it was going to be for himself. And the king just quietly listened. He said, is that all? Are you finished? And I just, well, no, there's something else. Let there be a proclamation made throughout the land of this man that this is the man that the king wants to honor, and let everybody bow the knee to him. Because now he's thinking, finally, this man is going to bow the knee to me. You know, because he refused to do it. Yeah, so the king said, all right, that's good. You know, thank you for your advice. That's exactly what the king will do. Now, there is a man called Mordecai. Now you see to it that all these things that you just said, you do it unto Mordecai and diminish nothing of all that you have said. And can you need to have seen the face and the expression on his face of this Haman at that time. Now thinking that, my goodness, he now must bow the knee to Mordecai. And he had to do exactly because the king said, let there be diminished nothing of aught that anything that you have spoken, do it to Mordecai. And so in shame, Haman had to go and proclaim and do all these things, get the chariot ready, get the robe, get the ring, do everything, you know, and put it on Mordecai just like he said. And I said to myself, I said, my goodness. Not only will the Lord set a table before you in the presence of your enemies, it will actually cause your enemy to serve you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the enemy served up the blessings for Mordecai through his greatest nemesis. And so that was the background to this story. And as if that was not more. Enough. You know, Esther also now asked the king, you know, that look, this man had set forth to destroy all the Jews and had written letters in your name. He said, written letters in my name? How did that happen? Well, you signed it. And said, well, we're going to reverse it right now. Let the king, if it please the king, and if I found favor in your sight. And this Esther girl, she found tremendous favor before the king. The king would tell her, anything you want, even to the half of the kingdom, to be given you. And she said, well, I don't want the kingdom. All I want is destroy this wicked man that wants to destroy me and my tribe. She said, oh, who might that be? And so on and so forth. So, she got the permission, that's the backdrop of the story, to change all the order that this man had gotten before. And she would, you know, and the king said to them, you know, write for yourself. Now, here is the lesson today. We're getting to it now. Praise the Lord. You know, so on that day, hallelujah. What day was that? Well, the day was the 13th day of the 12th month, just as we are here today. So it's prophetic. And on that day, you know, the Jews will set themselves in order to defend themselves against all their enemies. to slay, to destroy, and cause to perish anyone that had come against them. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we're going to destroy, slay, and cause to perish all the works of the enemy that might have come against us or your families in any way. You're going to stand for yourself in the prayer, in the prayer moment right here in this room. We're going to do that. And the king, you know, gave Esther the command. And so it was done. And so was the decree. And on that day, you know, they stood for themselves and they smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword and slaughter and destruction and did what they would unto those that hated them. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 149, let the high praises of God be in the mouth of the saints and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands to execute the judgment that is written. Bind them with fetters, slay them, destroy and cause to perish anything that has raised his ugly head against the children of God. And that's what we're going to do. And on such a day that is prophetic like this, the Lord is giving us the go-ahead to stand for yourself. And having done all, stand and begin to slay and destroy and cause to perish all the works of darkness. Hallelujah. We're not taking any prisoners. Not today. No. Glory to God. And then there were two more days after that, that they made a pronunciation and a proclamation of a feast and celebration. Upon which is why the Holy Ghost titled this, "Your Victory Celebration Begins Today." Now, here's what the Lord will bring out on this day. In Esther chapter 9 and verse 17, on that 13th day of the month Adar, which is the 12th month, right? They did all that. And also on the 14th day of the same, they rested. And made it a day of feasting and gladness. So over the next few couple of days, we're going to praise the Lord for the victory. You know, and not only that, what happened was they assembled themselves the 13th day, such as we are here today, and caused to perish all their enemies. You know, they took no prisoners, but then they praised the Lord for two more days. So we're going to try to enact the same thing and see what the Holy Spirit will grant. Today, we will stand in the liberty wherewith God has made us free. And we will not be entangled again by any burdens, any yokes, any sickness, any disease, any setbacks, and all these things that the enemy tried to put upon us. All that the enemy had tried to do to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Steal your joy, kill your dreams, destroy your life. Well, Jesus is saying to us by the Holy Spirit today, just like he said, but I come to turn that around, to give you life in abundance. The Holy Spirit says on such a day, such as this, stand for yourself. Hallelujah. And, you know, slay all that came up against you. Put to death, cause to destroy, you know, destroy and cause to put to death every negative thing. But more importantly, I want to tell you this. There's a revelation here in this story that the Lord would show us. Because the king, you know, put, and these stories are in the Bible for a reason. And the king, he put the authority into the hand of Esther and the Jews. And he said, write for yourself whatever you want to do. Oh, glory to God. You know, and Holy Spirit was showing me this last night. And I say, my goodness, Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing today. Write for yourself what you want to do against the sickness, the disease, the sorrow, the setback, the losses, and what have you that the enemy has put upon you, perhaps this year or even before till this moment. Today, there's a declaration. Hallelujah. That you will slay, destroy, and cause to perish anything and everything that has stood up against you. You know, and he said, look, she furthermore asked, he said, you know, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews which are in Shushan to do this thing. And do this decree and hang all the sons of Haman. And they did so. Well, and even the ones that were outside Shushan the palace, they did the same thing. And more, you know, throughout the land, they all did the same thing because there were letters sent forth. You know, letters were sent forth. The God gave them the favor, you know, and he said, look, write for yourself. Whatever you want to do to those that wanted to do you hurt, you write it down. And I'll put my seal upon it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me read this to you of what the king said to Queen Esther and to Mordecai the Jew. In the book of Esther chapter 8, going back to that story. You know, the king in verse 7, King Ahasuerus said unto Esther, the queen, and to Mordecai, her uncle, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him that they hang upon the gallows, because he laid his hands upon the Jews. Well, you know, he said, but furthermore, write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, anything you want, write it down in the king's name and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. So, ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, today, hear the victory sound. Glory to God. The proclamation has gone forth from the king. Write for yourself the victory that you want. Glory to God. I want you to take a moment. Find something to write, either by pen or open up your note thing on your phone or whatever. And you're going to write this thing down. You know, today, you write it for yourself. Not in the chat room today. There is one thing you will put in the chat room, but not this. But today, you will write this down for yourself. The king authorizes your victory today. So take a moment. Find something to write. And write it down. You know, what is the victory that you want the Lord to grant you today over your enemies? And remember, our enemies are not flesh and blood. So let no man think we're talking about people here. You know, we're talking about the works of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world that have come against the people of God to set you back, to put sickness and disease upon you, to put heavy burdens upon you, to try to bring you into yokes and bondages and all these things. Today the Lord said, well, write for yourself. You know, make a proclamation. Write it down of whatever you want the Lord to do for you. I'm going to give you a minute to do that because in a moment we are going to seal it with the name of the king and the authority of the king. And whatever it is that you write down, so write it down. Write it down right now as I'm speaking. You know, write it in a secure place that you can put there, because tomorrow you're going to look at it, and the next day you're going to look at it. You know, because this is a 3-day proclamation here that God has given us. On the day that they stood up to defend themselves, on the 13th day of the 12th month, they did. And they wrote down for themselves all the victory that they are wanting against their enemies. So write down the victory that you are wanting against all that have come up against you. And then we're going to see later on what Mordecai did. This is always a good thing, you know. So we're going to celebrate this victory. The 3-day. Today you get the victory. Jesus himself said one time, he said, you know, today and tomorrow I work miracles, and on the 3rd day I'll be perfected. Well, today there's all kinds of victory that the Lord will grant you. All you got to do, you know, one time one man said, believe the Lord, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Now, all you got to do is do as you are told today. If it's mixed with faith in your heart, this is the day where you get victory according to your own specification. That's right. That's the revelation that's here today. It's according to your own specification. You have carte blanche this morning. For yourself, the victory that you want over your enemies, write it down. And then we are going to celebrate the victory. First, we are going to enforce the writing by putting it in the name of the king and putting the king's ring upon it. And then we're also going to declare, you know, that on the 14th day and on the 15th day as well, will be days of rejoicing and feasting, you know, throughout. He said, even at that time, he said, well, throughout your generations, celebrate because of this great victory. Can you imagine how great it was that the Lord turned these things around for them? Whereas on the day that they were supposed to be destroyed, the Lord turned it around and gave them, you know, gave them the ability, the authorization to instead destroy the enemies, all their would-be destroyers. You know, the Lord gave them the opportunity to destroy. You know, so let me read this to you. Going to just read this. And Mordecai wrote these things in verse 10 of Esther 9. And sent letters to all the Jews that were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both near and afar off, to establish this among them. Right? And they should keep, you know, this was after their victory, on the 13th day, that they should also keep the 14th day and the 15th day of the same, and celebrate as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, hallelujah, and from mourning into dancing, and unto a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy. So we're going to declare celebration over the next couple of days, just to praise the Lord. Our feasting and our joy will be praising the beauty of holiness for the victory that is going to give you today. You know, so there you have it. That's the program, a plan for the next couple of days. Today, we're going to get the victory by the writing that you write. Tomorrow and the next, we're going to praise the Lord, because that's the order prophetically that the Lord is bringing. It starts today on this 13th day of the month Adar, which is the 12th month. So we call it prophetic 12-13. Your victory celebration starts. It begins. And then after the Lord has given you rest on every side, because in the spirit, he has ordained it today. Hallelujah. And tomorrow, you come and you praise the Lord. And then the next day, you praise the Lord again. Hallelujah. And then clear on out. Lord has moved things out of the way. The same God that piled up the Red Sea, caused the waters to rise as a heap on the one side, and on the left side, and on the right, caused the people of God to pass through on dry land. That same God is standing for you today, but he's putting the power in your hand. That's right. You write down for yourself what it is you want the Lord to do. And then we're going to pray over the writing. Hallelujah. And then there will be another decree that we are going to put forth over the next couple of days to praise the beauty of holiness and praise the Lord for this victory. Hallelujah. So, it is my pleasure and duty to announce to you a day of victory today. Hallelujah. I announce it in the name of the Lord. But first, write down for yourself, you know, as it liketh you. That's what the man said, which means, well, whatever you please, what you want the Lord to do for you. Take him up. And don't put anything past the Lord right now. You know, write down especially those things which have lingered, you know, and the thing with the enemy I put over your head, you know, I put the burden, put the heaviness, put the depression, you know, sometimes even the disgrace, the shame and everything. Well, the Lord says, write it down. And we're going to cause something to happen right here, right now. So I'm going to give you a moment to finish your writing. Now, this is your private writing. Howbeit, you know, in a moment, you will write something in the chat room, but different than your private writing. Now, write for yourself what you want the Lord to do for you today. Praise the Lord. Did you do it? Are you doing it? Amen. Now, let's prepare the writing, and we're going to put that writing before the Lord. Hallelujah. Anything you want to write, you can write about sicknesses, diseases, setbacks, you know, and burdens and oppressions and oppressing spirits and chains and yokes and different things that the devil has put upon you. Oh, today that man would praise the Lord for this goodness and this mercy that he's showing us on this day. For this day, he's breaking the bars of iron. He's breaking the gates of, you know, brass, cutting asunder the bars of iron. He's doing it today. All diseases and sicknesses, glory to God, in your body, in your family. Remember, the Lord said, I'll take away from the midst of you. That means among you. And that also means from the inside of you. All diseases, all sicknesses, you know, everything a doctor has told you, you got to keep coming back. keep coming back for what? That's enslavement. You know, today is your day of victory. Hallelujah. God will set us free today. Now, I want to declare for those who may be listening to this later on, and not live with us at the moment, the same blessings, just like we're reading it in the book of Esther, been written thousands of years ago, we're reading it today, and it's still real. Well, so is the word of God real to every one of you that's listening to the replay. Don't worry about it. You got it. The Lord is with you just the same. Now, if you heard the instruction, then do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in every situation where your head has been bowed down, write for yourself today a lifting up. What kind of lifting up would you want? This is the day where you take no prisoners, because the Lord said so. It is a prophetic day that we are declaring this victory for ourselves. Prophetic 12:13. The day that the Lord turned the tables in your favor and would destroy all your would-be destroyers and anything that had tried to steal your joy, your victory, your wellness, your happiness, you know, steal your children away from the Lord. I mean, whatever, you know, I mean, even steal your advancement, your promotion and everything, whatever it is, if you can only believe it and follow the instructions, well, you can have whatsoever you write today. Praise God. Glory to God. Write for yourself as it liketh you. Now, are you ready? I'm going to pray over those writings, you know, I want you to also secure those writings in a place where you can see them tomorrow and where you can see them the next day. Because over the next couple of days, we're going to rejoice in the writings that this is what I wrote before the Lord. And you're going to believe with all your heart that he has done it. So we're going to praise him for it. You know, that's why it's a private writing for you. However, you know, when we pray, the thing that you are going to write in the chat room, you guessed it, is let the church say amen. That's all you got to write. You do your own private writing, but together we're going to say amen in this room. Praise God. Now, I am going to pray. And that's the word for today. Now, remember, the word does anybody no good if it is not mixed with faith. Doesn't do anybody any good unless it's mixed with faith. But if it's mixed with faith, then the word will sustain itself. Don't worry about how God would do it. That's none of your concern. You just write down what it is you want God to do for you. You know, you have the ability and the authorization and the go ahead to do that for yourself today. Write down your own freedom and your own liberty. Write it down. Write down your own blessing. And those of you that really want to get on fire for the Lord, write it down too. It doesn't only have to be about material things. You know, God has been talking to us about this transformation. Write that down as well. You know, being transformed into the glory of the Lord, as by the Spirit of the Lord, one day after another. Glory to glory, faith to faith. So write it down, and God will honor your prayers even on this day. All right. Enough said, well, now I'm going to pray, giving you the opportunity to write it down and present it before the Lord. Okay, so here we go. Present your writing before the Lord. Spread it before the Lord. And let's put the king's name and the king's ring upon it. Hallelujah. And if you're standing in the gap for someone, put their name on there as well. You can do that. Today, you have the opportunity and the privilege to do that. So put it there. Put the names of your children. Put the names of your grandchildren. Put the names of their spouses, if they are married, and even put the names of the ones that are not married, that you want them to be married, whatever it is, put it down in writing today. And there have been times that we have declared multiple things before the Lord verbally in this room. Today is telling us to write it down. Glory to God. Write it down. And We're going to pray right now. Father, I thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, Lord, what your children have written before the Lord. Glory to God. The things that they have written before you today, Lord, look upon these things in the name of Jesus. What they are asking, the tables that they are asking you to turn around for them today, Lord, look at the writings that they are spreading before you, even on this day. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I cover all the writings with the name of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. He said, write it in the King's name. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of God that is given to us through this prophetic word, let it be so as it is written and as it is spread before the Lord on this day. Let it be so for everyone, hallelujah, that has written down these things before the Lord. Glory to God. And it is well with you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord hear and answer back according to Psalm 81 and verse 7. He said, well, you call upon me, I will answer you from the secret place of thunder. Huh. There is thunder, if you can hear it, in this room today. There are fireworks in the spirit today. Now, those angels are actually happy today. Some of them have been bored for a long time, just hanging out, resting up against the wall, hands folded, one knee up against the wall, just bored. But today, they are excited because giving them something to do now. Glory to God. They got their orders. See to it, the Lord said. You go down there and see to every one of those writings, just like they wrote it. Hallelujah. Empowered by the word of the Lord this morning, that it is well with you, and the Lord grant you your petitions. Glory to God. Your petition. The king said, what is your petition? Even to the half of the kingdom, I'll give it to you. Well, what is your petition today, as you have written it before the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you believed? Yeah. One scripture says, I have believed, therefore I have spoken. Well, today we have believed and therefore we have written. You know, that's it. We believed and we have written. Have you written it? Yes. Praise God. Now we seal these writings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we put the seal. That's right. The king's ring. The blood of Jesus we put upon it. So it is spoken and written today. And so shall it be. The king himself said, look, there is nothing written with the king's name and sealed with the king's ring that can be, you know, overturned. So today, we thank you, Lord, as we stand in this liberty. Praise the Lord. Now, let the church say amen. Now, put your writings in a safe place. It's not over yet. Tomorrow, we're coming back to celebrate that victory or those victories. You know, and you can write anything you want. You know, the Lord said, as he liketh you. Well, it's got to be according to his will. But write it. Don't stop at 3 or 5. You know, one time Elisha said to the king, shoot your arrows. And he stopped after 3. And the man was angry with him. Why did you stop? You could have shot 5 or 7 or 8 times. And the Lord would have given you more victory and wiped out your enemies. So why did you stop? I should ask you at one thing. You just wrote down one thing. Why did you stop at one thing? Why not? Write down what you want. Because the Lord said, you know, as it liketh you. That's what the king said. So, as it liketh you, write it down in Jesus' name. Amen. And let the church say amen. Now you can put your amen in the chat room. Let the church say amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.